What's up, y'all? I know it's your boy in the pear tree, and I've been, in the clutch making music, this shit, hanging out. If y'all haven't heard of my music yet, go check me out on Facebook. Instagram, NFL Trippy. Y'all go check it out, man. I just dropped two new joints called Demons and one called About It, which is generating a lot of views on Facebook. I got like 400 and something views. So I'm trying to go viral. I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to get there as an independent artist, and y'all know it's really hard. But hey, it is what it is, you know. Well, there's a lot to talk about, man. Turkey Day coming up. I know all y'all finna eat good. Finna eat good, man. Y'all just be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? Look out for each other. There's nothing more important than family. Out for your family, man. Be safe and enjoy all that good food. So let's talk about this. Donald Trump finally decides to concede, even though there's some Republicans that don't want him to. Feel like he should fight or whatever, but let's be real. We all know that this election was not rigged. It was not. There wasn't no fraudulent votes. The man just can't take a loss. That's like anybody. Even when you go, it's just like in the streets. When you get beat up, most niggas can't take a loss. So they want to come back and shoot you and try to kill you and this and that. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't take a loss. They can't take an ass whoop. Well, who fault is that? Nigga, you need to learn how to fight. You know what I'm saying? But, I personally don't believe in that, because I could take my loss. If somebody beat me up or if somebody whooped my ass, I could take that loss. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people can't do that, you know, because they scared, or they feel like, you know, it's they don't want to be made fun of. But back to what I was saying, I guess Trump felt like he knows that's the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? This country is already divided like hell. And it seems like they want to make it more divided than it already is. Which, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And then, everybody getting these. Getting these payments, you know, getting these payments for things. Y'all please don't think I'm racist, but where are the black people's payment? Where is our payment? You know what I'm saying? We built this country. You know what I'm saying? We built this country on our backs. Where is our payments? Why we ain't getting no checks? Nobody want to talk about that, though. Nobody want to talk about the 400 years that we was oppressed. We was oppressed and took from our land, you know, and sold as property. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't even considered a person, you know. And we actually had people die for our rights. You know? And it's crazy. Because y'all, the government chooses to pay the Indians, and y'all chose to pay the Holocaust survivors, which had nothing to do with us, by the way. y'all chose to pay the Japanese people that y'all held captive during the World War II, when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. You know, those survivors, they got paid. Why? What? Where? But what about us? You know, and it's sad that this country is just so racist. Like, how can you not like a person because of the color of their skin? You know, you're never supposed to judge a person by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. You know, and a lot of people don't know what that means. You know, but they'll understand, they'll get it. You know, so I'm just want to say that I'm glad that Donald Trump finally decided to concede and accept his loss. You know, I mean, it took you, what, damn near a month to even concede, you know, knowing there wasn't nothing wrong with those votes, knowing that people voted for change. That's what they wanted. They got tired of you. They want to change. They made you a one-term president. Go and get out of there. And go and hand in your keys, buddy. It's over. You know what I'm saying? We need this. We need to get this country back on track. And my thing is to these Trump supporters, like, why are y'all so blind? Like, y'all believe everything that comes out this man's mouth. And I was watching a video on YouTube, and this dude asked this lady who was a Trump supporter, if Trump loses and the votes prove that he loses, would you believe it? And she said no. But she said if he wins, she'll believe that. Like, how can you not? That's what our voting system is for, you know? And I want y'all to do, my listeners, is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to look up an artist by the name of Yellow Pain. It's YELLOPAIN, Yellow Pain. And he has a song called My Vote Don't Count. I really want y'all to go listen to that song. And he explains everything, you know, like how the president, the governor, the mayor, they're all part of the executive branch of government, which they really don't do nothing but say yes or no to something. You know, it's the Congress. It's the Congress, y'all. When we voted for Obama in 08, we should have turned around and voted Congress in 2010. You know, their elections every 2 years rather than every four. So, like right now, being that Biden won, 2022, we need to go and vote Congress. Congress, they are the people who make the laws. They are the ones who say how much food stamps you're going to get on your card, or what your kids are going to eat for lunch at school, or all that. They do all that. So they want us to believe it's the president when actuality is not the president. It's the Congress. We have to vote for Congress. You know what I'm saying? We got Trump out of there. Thank God. Now let's get this Congress out of here. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all ready for another. People working. I guess the economy is steady trying to climb back up, but I know y'all want that second stimulus check. No, don't even lie about it. I know y'all want that second stimulus check. So what we need to do, we need to get this Congress, and we need to make our voices heard, because without our voices being heard, they're not going to hear us, you know, and they're not going to take us serious if we not voting. Excuse me, y'all. If we not voting, they're not going to take us serious, you know. That's one thing about me. I never want people to think that I'm not serious, because I'm serious about everything, you know. So y'all just take the time out and look at the government and look what they're doing to our people, and just, if you want to see change, we got to make that happen, because we can't change the U.S. without starting with those two letters, U.S., which is us. We can't change nothing, you know what I'm saying? So let's do it, man. Let's start changing this around, man. And I just hope everybody out there is safe. I hope everybody out there is warm, and I hope y'all with family. The holidays coming up, and I just wanna say that I hope everybody prosper. And being that this year is out, everybody, like, let's go into the new year with a good beginning. You know, this COVID-19 shit is still fucking us up. You know, it's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? And we gotta protect ourselves, and, you know, so y'all just look out for one another, and let's change things, y'all. Because shit is getting really sad. Too many people dying. People dying left and right. You know what I'm saying? Let's make a change, man. Let's make a change, man. And let's treat each other with respect and loyalty and dignity. You know. And I hope that everybody have a very, very good Thanksgiving, because y'all probably won't hear from me until after Thanksgiving. I'm gonna be with family. I've been writing a lot of music. Planning on moving to Atlanta soon, so I can work on my music, you know. So y'all just let's stay positive, let's keep it going, and let's love one another. That being said, y'all, I'm out. Thank y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all for y'all support, and continue to listen to Live with NFL Trippy. I'm gonna continue to bring y'all good content, and I'm gonna continue to talk about some real issues. I'm gonna continue to talk about a lot of stuff. So, hey, let's go. Live with NFL Trippy, man. I love y'all. Peace.